奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our afternoon service.
啊，现在我们来唱诗344首。
Now let's sing hymn number 344.
啊，我们刚刚唱了这一首赞美诗哈，暴风啊雨中的避难所。
We just sang this hymn, A Shelter in the Time of Storm.
啊。我们遇到困难的时刻，有一个避难所。
So when we're faced with problems, we have this shelter.
啊，也就是主耶稣基督本身。
And the shelter is the Lord Jesus Himself.
啊，所以啊，如果患难带给我们更靠近主耶稣，啊，那也变成一种恩典。
So if a difficult circumstance can draw us closer to the Lord Jesus, then this is also a blessing.
啊，我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
啊，求主耶稣带领我们下午的聚会。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide our afternoon service.
让他的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May His word be the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
使我们在困难的时刻能够思想他的话，调整我们人生的脚步。
So that in our difficult times we can listen to his word and adjust our footsteps.
当这个困难结束的时候，我们可以重新开始新的路程。
And after these problems are gone, we can restart a new journey.
啊，我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now, let's together pray.
啊，时间到，我就摇铃结束。
When the time is up, I'll ring the bell to conclude the prayer.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's together pray.
今天下午想跟大家一起来学习分辨时候，审量自己。
This afternoon, I'd like to share the topic with you: discern the timing, examine ourselves.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
54节。
Verse 54.
请读。
Luke chapter 12, verse 54. Then he also said to the multitudes.Whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it is.
55节
55. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is.
56节
56. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is itYou do not discern this time.
57节
57. Yes, and why, even of yourselves, do you not judge what is right?
这个地方主耶稣告诉我们每一个信耶稣的人因为信仰，我们活在两个世界里面。
Here, the Lord Jesus tells us that believers of Jesus.Because of our faith, we live in two worlds.
第一个就是物质的世界。
And the first world we live in is the material world.
在物质世界里面有它的定理。
And within this material or physical world, it has its laws.
所以这里讲，你看见西边有云彩就要下雨。
So here it says, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, a shower is coming.
那55节，你看到了南风，就说要燥热。
And verse 55, when you see the south wind blow, you say there will be hot weather.
那根据这个定理，我们就可以推测天气的变化。
So based on this law, we can forecast the changes in the weather.
那到了56节主耶稣就改变到灵界里面。
And in verse 56,the Lord Jesus transitions into the spiritual world.
你们怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？
How is it that you do not discern this time?
哦，这个时候是指着从属灵上来看的时候。
This time refers to our perspective of time from the spiritual aspect.
哦，那如果这个时候可以分辨得很清楚，到五十七节啊，那我们就可以审量自己什么是合理的。
Then, if we are able to discern well of the time, then in verse 57, it tells us, then we will be able to judge what is right.
我们知道最近有病毒的流行。
We know that recently we have this outbreak.
所以在这个物质界里面，科学家提供了很多的建议尝试。
So in this physical world, the scientists have given us a lot of tips and knowledge.
它是怎么形成的？怎么来避免感染这个病毒？
How this virus started and how it infects people.
但是这一件事情也要让我们从灵界来思考。
But this outbreak also allows us to view it from the perspective of the spiritual world.
那灵界的思考就是要让我们看到到底隐藏在背后神的旨意是什么。
So from the spiritual perspective, it allows us to question as to the reason behind God's will for this.
我们知道瘟疫有各种不同的方式流行。
We know that pestilence comes in different ways and forms.
那每一次新的瘟疫流行，科学家就发明疫苗。
And every time a new disease comes out, the scientists would develop a vaccine.
那疫苗一发生以后，我们就知道这个瘟疫就快过去了。
And once a vaccine has been developed, then we know that this pandemic will end soon.
但是问题是，新的瘟疫又出来。
But the problem is that a new pestilence would appear again.
所以我们要怎么根本来解决瘟疫的问题？
So therefore, how can we resolve the problem of the pandemic at its source?
如果我们回到圣经，我们就可以看到瘟疫的原因是什么。
And if we come back to the Bible, then we can know the reason for the pestilence.
圣经里面差不多所有的瘟疫归结到最后就是罪。
So in the Bible, when we look at all the pestilence, the root cause comes down to sin.
第一次瘟疫是发生在动物身上，在埃及。
So the first pestilence occurred among the animals in Egypt.
因为法老王不让以色列百姓出埃及。
Because a Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites leave Egypt.
那再来的瘟疫就是可拉党的背叛。
The next pestilence occurred during the rebellion of the Korah tribe.
背叛神所用的人。
They rebelled against the workers of God.
所以瘟疫就流行了。
Therefore, the pestilence spread.
毁坏了这神不喜悦的人。
And destroyed the people that were not pleasing to God.
那再下去的瘟疫就是在石亭以色列百姓犯了淫乱。
The next pestilence occurred in Sittim, where the Israelites committed immorality.
所以神就允许瘟疫进到他们中间，好多人。
Therefore, God allowed pestilence to appear amongst them.
再来就是大卫数点百姓。
Next was when David did a census of his people.
得罪了神，所以神让他三个选择，他选择了瘟疫。
He offended God, and God gave him three choices, and he chose a pestilence.
再来就是以西结书讲的四大灾殃。
Next is the four pestilence recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
因为他们把假神接到心里。
This is because they invited the false gods into their hearts.
所以所有的瘟疫在圣经里面都是因为罪。
So therefore, all the pestilence in the Bible occurred because of sin.
所以神有给一个答案，怎么来根本解决这个问题。
Therefore, God had already given us an answer as to how we can solve this problem.
我们看列代志下第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7.
历代志下第七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 12.
从十一节开始，请。
Let's start reading from verse 11.
十一节开始，请。
Okay. So let's read from verse 11. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. And Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. 13. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
这里神用梦告诉所罗门。
Here God appeared to Solomon in a dream.
告诉他如果我们刚刚读了十三节。
And told him what we just read in verse 13.
如果是瘟疫流行在我的民中间。
If I sent pestilence among my people.
那我的民愿意自卑祷告寻求我的面回转恶行。
And if my people are willing to humble themselves and pray and seek my face,
那这样我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地。
Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
所以这个是神讲对瘟疫最基本的解决方法。
So this is a very basic a solution that God had given to solve this pestilence.
神的话安定在天，直到永远。
God's words are established in heavens into eternity.
因此这个话今天还是有功效的。
Therefore, today, His words are effective even today.
但是要让大家能够来寻求神，归向神。悔改实在是很不可能发生。
But for people to seek God and turn back to Him is really a hard thing to happen.
不是神不愿意医治这个地，不是神不愿意悔改，是人不愿意改变。
And it's not that God is not willing to heal this land. It's simply because people refuse to repent and to change.
对，瘟疫会继续流行。
And therefore, the pestilence would continue.
那在新约时代瘟疫就变成末世的一个现象。
In the New Testament, a pestilence became a sign of the end time.
我们看路加福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音的二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
第十节
Verse 10
路加二十一章第十节
Luke 21 verse 10
请读
Verse 10 Then he said to them Nation will rise against nation And kingdom against kingdom
十一节
11 And there will be great earthquakes in various places And famines and pestilencesAnd there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
所以这个地方在讲末世要来的一些兆头，其中有一个就是瘟疫。
So this passage talks about the signs of the end time, and one of the signs is pestilence.
比方说加州这北加州、南加州的下面都是地震带。
So for example,southern and northern California were on this on this fault on this earthquake fault.
所以每一百年会有一次大地震。
And in every 100 years, there will be a great earthquake.
所以每一次小的地震都在提醒那个大的快要来了。
So every time a minor earthquake happens, it reminds us that the greater one is approaching.
跟这个一样，在末世之前，这些瘟疫来就是要提醒那个最后的时刻快要到了。
Likewise, the arrival of pestilences is to remind us that the end time is near.
我们要警醒，要预备。
So we have to be alert and we have to prepare.
因此这个是神一种慈爱的提醒。
And this is actually a loving reminder from God.
免得他来的时候我们还没有预备好。Lest
when he comes, we're not ready.
那我们面对这个瘟疫到底最重要的是什么？
So therefore, when faced with pestilence, what is the most important thing?
这个最重要的也就是一个信主跟不信的人差别的地方。
So so how we view its importance differs on whether you are a believer or a non-believer.
我们知道政府给我们一个命令要留在家里面。
We know that the government orders us to shelter in place.
因为我们出去到外面就有可能会感染病毒。
Because if we hang out, if we go outside, then we might spread the virus further.
所以大家留在家里。Therefore,
we're encouraged to shelter in place.
但是在圣经里面，如果我们看保罗的体验。
But if we look at the Bible and if we look at the experience of Paul,
保罗不是被关到家里，保罗是被关到监牢里面。
So Paul was not only confined to his home, he was confined in prison.
那关到监牢里面比被关到家里面是更可怕的。
Of course, being confined to jail or prison is worse than confining ourselves to our home.
那关到监牢最后的结果可能就是要面对死亡。
So the ultimate result of being confined in prison is death.
那个死亡是非常真实的。
And that death can be very real.
所以我们看保罗面对监牢的环境，他怎么来面对？
So now let's see as to how Paul faced his situation while he was in prison.
那今天就是我们要面对这个病毒的一个重点。
And this shall be the crux or the method as to how we also can face the pestilence today.
如果我们读腓立比书，我们就知道保罗有丰盛的生命。
So if we read the book of Philippians, we know that Paul had an abundant life.
所以他说，我活着就是基督。Therefore,
he was able to say that for me to live is Christ.
因此他把基督的生命完全的活出来。
Therefore, he was able to completely live out the life of Christ.
所以虽然监牢是一个非常不好的地方。
So although prison is a very bad place to be in,
但是我们在读腓立比书得到很大的安慰，得到很大的鼓励，得到很大的盼望。
But when we read the book of Philippians, we receive a lot of encouragement, comfort, and hope.
因为保罗在监牢里面把基督丰盛的生命活出来。
Because in prison, Paul was able to fully live out the abundant life of Christ.
因此如果这个病毒是在提醒我们，那个最后的时刻快要来了。So
if the purpose of the pestilence is to remind us that the end time is fast approaching,
那我们是要怎么来审量自己呢？
Then how then can we judge ourselves?
就是要审量我们里面是不是有丰盛的生命。
So we have to judge as to whether within us we have this abundant life.
如果我们里面有基督丰盛的生命，那我们面对这个病毒真的是不是，我们就不在意了。So
if we have this abundant life of Christ within us, then we will not be bothered too much by this pestilence.
所以当我们面对这个病毒的时候，最重要就是要审查我里面有没有丰盛的生命。
So when we're faced with this pestilence, a very important question is for us to ask ourselves, within me, do I have this abundant life of Christ?
那如果没有，我应该要追求丰盛的生命。
And if this answer, and if the answer is no, then I have to pursue after this abundant life.
所以罗马书里面说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处。
Therefore, in the book of Romans, it says that all things work for good to those who love God.
好，病毒就是万事的一部分。
So this outbreak or this virus is part of all things.
啊，如果我们真的爱神，我们就会得益处。
So if we truly love God, then we will be edified or be benefited.
主耶稣说，你如果爱我，就遵守我的诫命。
The Lord Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment.
啊，因此，如果我们能够自我反省、自我调整，让遵守神的诫命，生命变得更丰盛，那我们就得到造就了。
So if we're able to examine and adjust our lives to be more abundant, then we can be edified.
因此，病毒之前跟病毒之后，我们如果有不同，这个不同就是改变，这个不同就是成长。这个就是我们感谢神的地方。
So if through this outbreak, the before and after, we can grow.And we can adjust ourselves, then this is
an
opportunity for change.
啊，好，那属灵的生命看不见，我怎么知道我有没有丰盛的生命？
Spiritual life is something that we can't see with our visible eye. So how do I know that I have this abundant life?
好，那我们就从腓立比书来看保罗怎么在监牢里面来。展示他丰盛的生命。
So now let's look from the book of Philippians as to how Paul manifests his life whilst in prison.
那这个就是一面镜子来对照我们自己。
So this can be likened to a mirror to reflect ourselves.
啊，如果我们跟保罗一样，我们就是丰盛的生命。
So if we are like Paul, then it means that we have abundant life.
如果没有，我们需要追求。
Then, if no, then we have to pursue it.
好，我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to the book.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
啊，这样。
Okay. Philippians 1, verse 3.I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
啊，腓立比教会是保罗传福音建设的一个教会。
The Philippian church is one of the church that Paul established in his missionary journeys.
啊，他写腓立比书的时候，也是他啊。传到了最后一段时间。
And he wrote the book of Philippians towards the end of his ministry.
在时间上已经拉了很久，在空间上距离很远。
So in terms of time and space, it's been a while.
啊，但是保罗说：“我想念你，我们就感谢神。”
But Paul says that.I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
啊，我为你们祈求是欢欢喜喜的。
And I make requests for you all with joy.
哦，所以在保罗的心里面，他很想念腓立比教会的信徒。
So in his heart, Paul truly misses the Philippian members.
哦，那腓立比教会也不是他的朋友，也不是他的亲戚，他为什么会想念？
So the Philippian members were not his friends and his family. So why did he miss them so much?
啊，那腓立比也不是他的家人，他为什么为他们祷告？
And the Philippians are not his family members. So why would he intercede for them?
我们看第八节，请。
Now, so let's read verse 8. Verse 8, for God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
啊，这个地方讲。我体会耶稣基督的心肠啊，主保罗有耶稣基督的心肠，所以啊，切切想念你们众人。
So here tells us that Paul has the affection of Jesus Christ for them, therefore he longed for them.
我们已经快一个月没有办法到教会聚会。
So it's been almost a month that we cannot go to church together for service.
到底我们的心里感觉怎么样？
So how do we feel within our hearts?
如果我们真的很想念教会，很希望能够见到弟兄姐妹，我们见了以后会很高兴，就是有耶稣基督的心肠。
So if we truly want to go back to church and meet with the church members, then this goes to show that we have this affection for them in Jesus Christ.
这个表示基督的生命有在我们里面成长。
So this means that Jesus' life is growing within us.
但是如果我们这么久没有到教会，我们都不会想念教会，也不会有什么感觉，这个就是基督的生命在我们里面没有成长。
So if after being absent away from church for quite some time and we don't have this feeling, then it means that the Christ's life is not within us and we're not growing.
我们去教会可能是一种义务事，而不是带有爱在里面。
And perhaps we go to church simply is a routine. It does not come with love.
所以丰盛的生命就是我爱基督，我爱教会，我想念基督，我想念教会。
So, to have an abundant life is to love the church and to love Christ and to miss the Christ as well as to miss the church.
那其实每次看到弟兄姐妹，即使在网上看到，已经非常的高兴。
And when we meet our members online, we feel really happy.
这个就是基督的爱在我们里面。
So this shows that Christ's love is within us.
那在第九节，我所祷告，他是要你们的爱心知识上多而又多。保罗常常为他们祷告。
So verse 9, Paul says that your love, I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. So this shows that Paul constantly prayed for them.
所以我们这段期间没有去教会，我们曾不曾为教会祷告？
So, in this period of time where we don't go to church, do we pray for the church?
为教会的圣工，为慕道朋友，为信徒祷告。
Do we pray for the work of the church, for the members, as well as the truth seekers?
如果我们有，就是基督的爱，基督的生命在我们里面成长。
So if we do, then the life as well as the love of Christ is growing within us.
但是如果我们祷告这是为着自己，这就表示我爱我自己。
But if we only pray for ourselves, because I'm most important and I only love myself.
但是基督的爱充满在我们里面，我们就会关心教会，为教会祷告。
But if the love of Christ fills us, then we will care for the church and we will intercede for the church.
甚至小一点呢，我们的家庭就是一个教会。
And if we make it narrower, our family can be likened to a church.
我们看到报道，最近期间很多家庭的暴力甚至离婚也增加。
We have read reports of how domestic violence and divorce rates have gone up during this pandemic.
原因就是因为家人相聚的时间很多。
The reason is that family members have a greater chance of us staying together.
那这个家庭如果没有神的爱在里面，我们每一个人都有很大的不同。
And if there's no love within this family, because each family members have our special different traits.
那这个不同的地方就会造成摩擦。
And these differences in traits and personality will create friction.
但是如果我们有主的生命在我们里面，家人彼此相爱在一起，确实是一个福气，一个恩典。
But if we have the life of Christ within us, for family members together is indeed a great blessing.
所以有时候我们在网上聚会看到全家都参加聚会，这真的是很感谢神。
And sometimes during the online service, we see entire families gather together for worship. This is very touching.
所以如果基督的生命在我们里面很丰盛，我们会享受家人在一起的时间。
So therefore, if the life of Christ is abundant within us, then we will enjoy the family time that we have together.
这是第一个，保罗在监牢里面，生命丰盛的表现。
So this is the first manifestation of Paul's abundant life in prison.
想念教会的信徒，常常为他们祷告。
He misses the members in church and he often prays for them.
啊，第二个。
Second.
啊，我们看约腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
啊，请读。
Okay, verse 23. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.24. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
25.
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
啊，这个保罗讲啊，我在两难之间呢，这一句话就代表保罗的灵性。
So here Paul says, I am hard-pressed between the two. So this shows Paul's spirituality.
啊，这个两难是什么？
So what is this two? What is this two dilemma?
啊，我不晓得是死好还是活好。
So he didn't know whether to die is better or to live is better.
因为如果死，我就能够与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
Because if I die, I can be with Christ, so this is far better.
啊，他曾经到过第三层天。
Paul had been to the third level of heaven.
他看过天国的美好。
He had experienced the beauty of heaven.
啊，所以啊，他觉得死是好的无比的。
Therefore, Paul felt that to die is far better.
那我们现在用这个来思想我们自己。
Now, let's use this to reflect on ourselves.
啊，我们知道一个没有信主的人非常的怕死。
We know that an unbeliever is super fearful of death.
啊，所以有一些人啊，一讲到这些病毒啊，就很怕，就发抖。
So some people, when you talk about this virus, they're so scared and they start to shake.
因此，如果我们面对这个病毒啊，我们很怕死，这个代表我们里面还生命还没有丰盛。
So therefore, when faced with this virus and we're so fearful of death, this goes to show that within us we still lack this life.
啊，为什么不需要怕死
？Why is it that be afraid of death？
啊，第一个，我们做了本分之后，在家里面啊，保持社交的距离，感染的机会很少。
First, if we do our basic duty, which is to do social distancing and to remain at home.
啊，第二个，即使感染的98%会自己痊愈，自己好起来。
And second, even if we get infected, 90% of infected people do recover.
哦，所以真的死亡比例不高。
So indeed, the death rate of this virus is not very high.
那第三个，即使我们真的感染了。
And third, if indeed we do get infected.
好像有个瞎眼人问主耶稣，到底是因为他的罪，还是他父母有罪？
Just like someone asked the Lord Jesus, this blind man, he's blind. Is it because of his sin or his parents' sin?
耶稣说，这是为彰显神的荣耀。
Jesus responded that this is to manifest the glory of God.
所以我们有爱主的弟兄姊妹为我们祷告，神会显明他的能力，彰显他的荣耀。
So we have members who love us, who will intercede for us, and then God will manifest His glory.
昨天跟今天呢，我都有收到讯息，在提到我们有几个信徒感染到病毒。
Yesterday and today, I received news that we have a few members who contracted this virus.
大家迫切为他们祷告。
And many, very fervently, interceded for them.
啊，真的很从很危险的情况就渐渐转好了。
And then many of them turned from critical condition to stable and well.
这就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
那万一如果我感染祷告也不好怎么办
？But what if I got contracted the virus and after prayer I still do not get well? Then what do I do?
就回到神那里是好的无比的。
Then if you return to God, that is far better.
啊，如果信耶稣最后是要回到神那里，那为什么我们这么怕死呢？
So if our ultimate goal of believing in Jesus is to go back to him, then why then are we so fearful of death?
对，如果我们怕死，这个证明我们缺乏丰盛的生命。
So if we are fearful of death, this goes to show that we lack this abundant life within us.
啊，如果我们有丰盛的生命啊，好，我们就不怕。
So if we have abundant life within us, then we will not fear.
啊，那第二个原因啊，我们不怕死，是因为二十四节。我们看第一章二十四节。
So the second reason we're not afraid of death, let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 24.
这里讲我肉身活着为你们更要紧。
Here says, for me to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
啊，你们就是为这教会的信徒。
For you means it's for the members of the church.
好，所以二十五节，我这样深信就知道仍要住在世间。
I know that I shall remain and continue with you all.
啊，也就是保罗知道哈，如果工作没有完了，不会死。
So Paul knew that if his ministry is not completed, he will not die.
啊，比方说，我们最近看到一些公司在裁员。
For example, recently we see a few companies, they are laying off workers.
啊，如果老板知道你对公司很重要。
And if the boss knows that you're very vital, important to the company.
只要有公司，他就会留我们在。
As long as the company remains, your boss will keep you.
所以如果神觉得我们还有工作，你再大的车祸，再重的病都不会死。
So if God thinks that you still have work to do for him, regardless how major the accident or major the illness, you will not die.
因此在这个病毒的时候，让我们来反省自己，我们是不是有丰盛的生命。
Therefore, in this outbreak or pandemic, let us reflect and examine ourselves as to whether we have this abundant life in us.
啊，在两难之间，死就与基督同在，活着就是要服事神。
Within these two dilemmas, if we live, we live for Christ, and we live for the members, and if we die, we will be with Christ.
啊，那这个就是我们追求的。
And this is something that we ought to pursue.
可是我们常常听人讲啊，这个太困难了。
But we often hear people say, "Oh, this is too difficult."
啊，不错啊，如果我们丰盛啊，生命没有丰盛，这是很困难。
Yes, you're right. If you do not have this abundant life in you, then this is truly difficult to achieve.
如果我们的生命丰盛，这是困难。
So if our life is abundant, then this is not difficult.
因为保罗就做得到。
Because look at Paul, he's able to do it.
如果我们效法他，如同他效法基督，我们也可以跟他一样。
So if we imitate Paul, just as he imitated Christ, then we can do it.
因此我们在这个疫情当中，这种平静安稳，这一种的表现，就是神的荣耀。
So during this pandemic, if we're able to be restful and calm, then this is a way to glorify God.
啊，所以我们要把这一种啊属灵的生命要表现出来。
So therefore, we have to manifest this spiritual life within us.
好，我们现在再来看腓立比书第四章。
And now let's continue to read Philippians chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
这里讲啊，要靠主常常喜乐。
Here tells us to rejoice in the Lord always.
啊，有时候我们在读腓立比书哦，哦，常常想，哎，保罗是不是到哪里去度假？
Sometimes when we read the book of Philippians, we may wonder, oh, did Paul go somewhere for vacation?
啊，所以他很快乐，写了腓立比书。
So that's why when he writes the book of Philippians, he's so joyful.
不是，他是在监牢写的。
No, he wrote it whilst he was in prison.
哦，那我们现在啊，在这个情况下，如果我们能够活出喜乐，这个就是丰盛的生命。
So under this circumstance, if we can live out a joyful life, then it shows that we have abundant life.
事实我们有很多的烦恼啊。
So even if we have a lot of worries and anxieties,
甚至有的人失去了工作,
truly, there are people who actually lost their jobs.
那怎么办?
Then what can they do?
你看第六节,
but let's read verse 6.
第四章第六节,
chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
第七节,
7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这个地方讲,要借着祷告祈求感谢,将我们要告诉神。
So here tells us that in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以前面讲,靠主的喜乐是不断地把我们的挂虑交托给神。
So the prior verse tells us to rejoice in the Lord, and to do so is to entrust all our anxieties to the Lord.
那交托以后就有出人意外的平安，这是从神来的。
And after we entrust it, then we will experience this peace that surpasses all understanding that comes from God.
在这个环境，如果我们能够彰显平安跟喜乐，这个就是基督丰盛生命的表现，就是保罗在监牢里面的表现。
So, if in, under this pandemic, if we can live out of live up, we can manifest peace and joy, then it shows that we have this abundant life, which was exactly what Paul had whilst he was in prison.
最后我们看第四章。And
finally, let us read chapter 4.
第十一节,
verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
十二节,
verse 12. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
这个地方保罗讲,我知道怎样处卑贱,也知道怎样处丰富。
So here Paul says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound.
当一个人内在生命很丰盛,神跟我们同在的时候,
So when a person has this abundant life within him and when God abides with him,
我们充满着平安喜乐,对神充满着盼望。
Then we will experience peace and joy, and we will have hope, full of hope in God.
那外面的环境怎么改变呢？我们都不会怕。
And regardless how our external circumstances change, we will not be fearful.
所以在十三节，靠着加添我力量，凡事都能做。
Therefore, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
因此在这个病毒的时间，要靠着加添给我力量的，就是天上的神，我们就能够来彰显神的荣耀。So
therefore, during this pandemic, through God in heaven who strengthens us, we can manifest the glory of God.
因此，当我们分辨这个时候，Therefore,
when we discern the times,
末世快来了。We
know that the end time is near.
我们反省自己最重要就是要有丰盛的生命。And
when we examine ourselves, the most important thing is to check whether we have this abundant life in us.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
85首。
85.